Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program our friend from the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. I sure hope you're doing well.
I am, and I hope you are too.
I am indeed. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Carmen. And today, let's talk about something that's near and dear to our hearts and our health. Let's talk apples today, Carmen.
Well, apples are one of my favorite fruits, and they are so versatile. You can do so many different things with them that it's just a lot of fun to experiment and use them and come up with some delicious recipes.
Can you share some, let's just talk about some homegrown facts about apples. Big apple growing area here. Let's talk about that.
We are in a good apple growing part of the state. Actually, North Carolina is the seventh largest apple producing state in the United States. So we rank up there in the top 10 as far as the number of apples that are grown.
I think I know the answer to this, kind of, but what area of the state most likely have been growing apples?
Typically the western part. We need warm days and cool nights for growing firm, crisp, juicy apples. So that's just kind of what we've been having lately.
Mm-hmm. Are we in harvest time now with apples?
We are in the harvest time. Actually, some apples are ready as early as mid-August, but it'll typically go through October. So we've got several more weeks that we can enjoy some delicious apples.
Oh, great. And what would be in North Carolina the favorite varieties that we're most likely to get here?
Well, and I think this has probably changed some over the years. Some of them you might suspect, like Red Delicious and Golden Delicious and Rome Beauty, but there are actually over 40 other varieties grown in North Carolina.
Wow.
And it's really fun to go to local produce markets and just see what are out there. There's a lot of new varieties, and some of them are just absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension offices, and we're talking about apples today, a great apple-growing part of the world we live in. And while we're talking about growing apples, it seems like a good time for us to talk about produce tips, too. What do we look for when we're looking for apples and that sort of thing?
Well, we want apples that are firm, that don't have bruises or soft spots. Actually, apples can store just at room temperature for about a week.
Ah.
But if we're going to store them for a longer period of time, we do need to refrigerate them. But it's better not to refrigerate apples in closed bags. Mm-hmm. They do better in your refrigerator if they get a little bit of air.
I learned that the hard way.
Did you have some to spoil?
I sure did, yes. What do we do to keep them from browning? Is that...
There's a lot of different things you can do. The easiest, obviously, is just prepare fresh apple dishes right before you're going to serve those. But if you are going to do a little pre-planning and prep ahead of time, if you put apple juice or any type of citrus juice over the top of apples, that works. You can also use fruit fresh, like a commercially produced product that will help keep your apples from turning brown. And some apples just don't turn brown as quickly as others. We've been eating a lot of Pink Lady apples, and those actually seem to stay a little bit fresher longer once they're cut. And I know that's one of the apples that is kind of a newer variety, but they're just delicious.
Oh, yeah. But just about everybody that I know loves apples. That's reason enough to go after the apples. But there are other legitimate reasons, too, right, for loving apples or any kind of fruits and vegetables.
You are right. So when we think about fruits and vegetables, we really need to make sure they're included because they're an important part of a healthy diet. Fruits and vegetables are a great source of fiber, and fiber is something that helps us feel full. It helps keep our blood sugars at normal levels, and it also helps to avoid constipation. So really important reasons that we want to add a lot of fiber to our diet, but they're also a great source of vitamins and minerals and may even lower the risk of serious health problems like obesity, type 2 diabetes, even heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer.
Wow. So the apple a day might keep the doctor away for sure, right?
And actually, an apple a day is a good saying, and we need to include more than just apples because our goal would be to make at least half of our plate fruits and vegetables at each meal. So that takes a little effort and a little planning, but once we get used to doing that and we have all those beautiful colors and different textures and taste, fruits and vegetables are an asset to any plate.
you said half. What would be, if you could break it down for us, how much of the fruits and vegetables will we need? Let's do it, say, age category-wise.
So if you're a child, typically males are going to have a little bit more than females, but for a child, say, up to age 12, it's the same for boys and girls. So okay. Between 2.5 and 5 cups of fruits and vegetables each day, depending on your age and how active those children are.
Mm-hmm.
For adults, it increases. So a lot of times we hear people say, you can't have this, you shouldn't eat that, and well, you don't need to eat very much of that. But fruits and vegetables are one of those things, the more the better. So with adults, we need to have at least 5 cups of fruits and vegetables for most individuals every day. And some active males can have as much as 6.5 cups of fruits and vegetables.
Wow. I would bet, based on these numbers, that a lot of us do not meet that criteria in a diet. Like you said, it takes some planning and preparation.
It does. And once we get into that habit, though, it really does make us feel better. And if we fill up on those delicious fruits and vegetables, that's probably going to help us not to fill up on some of those things that we don't need to eat as much of.
How much of this would be apple?
So if we were going to eat an apple, a serving an apple would be about 1/2 cup or 1/2 of a small apple if you slice that up. And apples are a great source of fiber, so that would be another reason to have that apple a day to keep the doctor away.
Mm-hmm. Carmen Long, our guest, we're talking apples today. And Carmen, I know when I talk to you, you can tell us a variety of ways to eat apples. You're good with the different recipes and that sort of thing. What's some good ways to get our apple servings?
Well, and it's been interesting. We have apple trees, and so we've been able to do a lot of different things with apples this year. I've frozen apples, I've dehydrated apples, I've canned some applesauce, so we can hopefully enjoy our apples a little bit longer than just when they've been in season.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things that you can do with fresh apples as well. You can bake those, you can make them into applesauce, you can make them into apple juice. You can actually take the apple juice and freeze it in an ice cube tray or a paper cup and put a popsicle stick in there and have that as a dessert or a snack. Some people will actually use unsweetened applesauce to lower the fat in baked goods.
Yeah.
And I know I do this in cake mixes. You can take whatever amount of oil that's called for in that cake mix and substitute unsweetened applesauce, and you would never know the difference.
Wow.
It makes a very delicious, moist cake, and you've eliminated that extra fat that most of us probably don't need.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of the old apple popsicle. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, and we've actually done some frozen fruit desserts this summer that mm-hmm. have applesauce in them with other fruits. So you could mix like applesauce with some grapes, strawberries, blueberries.
Mm.
Make it into almost like a fruit salad and freeze that, and that makes a really good something that you can just pull out of the mm-hmm. freezer and it's ready to go, but a healthy snack or dessert.
On the notes you sent me, you talk about mixed chopped apples in your morning cereal, oatmeal?
Yes, and I do this on a regular basis. This is one of my favorite morning treats. I eat a lot of oatmeal, and actually, I believe October might be oatmeal month as well, mm-hmm. but when we think about trying to make that oatmeal a little bit more interesting, you can put some fruit in, and that eliminates the need for some of that brown sugar. Growing up, I thought you just couldn't have oatmeal without a lot of brown sugar
yeah.
in it. So since trying out some new concoctions, I've learned there's a lot of different options. So I usually do put some sort of fruit in my oatmeal, and apple is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to stir in some peanut butter. That mm-hmm. gives you a little bit of protein and keeps you full a little bit longer, but adds a delicious flavor to that oatmeal.
How about other ways with, say, chopped apples? What would
you can do chopped apples and add those to, like, a chicken salad. We even made a recipe last month at the food pantry in Allegheny that was a tuna apple salad.
Mm.
And when I first read it, I thought, oh, I just don't know how this is going to go over. We didn't tell the participants that it was tuna apple until actually after they tasted it, but everybody really liked it. And one of the things that was different about that, we added tuna and chopped apple with some celery and onions, and we added some Italian dressing instead of mayonnaise, and
wow.
it was absolutely delicious.
Mm.
It was one of those that was a little bit of a surprise, but you can always add apples to chicken salads. You can just add them to a plain green salad. You can put some apples and raisins and some nuts on a salad. That makes a really delicious, a little bit different type of green salad.
Man, I just want apples now in every possible form. Hey, if people want to know a little bit more about what we talked about or maybe get some more apple ideas, so what's a good way for them to do that?
Sure. They can contact me at the Cooperative Extension Office in Allegheny County. Our telephone number there is 336-372-5597, and the Surrey office telephone number is 336-401-8025. And one of the last recipes that I'll share that is really easy is to do baked apples in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You can just wash your apples really well. Don't have to peel them. Core out the center, fill it with some raisins, maybe sprinkle with some spices, some cinnamon, nutmeg, whatever your family prefers. Pour a little apple juice over the apples, cover with plastic wrap, and you can microwave those for about 5 minutes. You could even sprinkle some nuts on them if you wanted to, and you've got a delicious hot dessert.
Well, that's a quick, and as you say, when you say baked apples, that's good stuff right there.
That is good stuff, yes.
Carmen Long, always a pleasure, and yes, now I'm hungry. All right, thank you very much.
Well, maybe you might have an apple for a snack.
You know I will. Carmen Long, the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education for Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Services. Thank you for your time today and all your wisdom. We appreciate you sharing with us, and I look forward to talking with you again really soon.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great day.
You too. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.